We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albright on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us on a Tuesday. What's shaping up is a pretty busy Tuesday. We'll get the details here in just a moment. There's Jacob Albright on the other side of the aisle. Chad Chambers produces. Good to have you with us. Give us a buzz at your convenience anytime during the day as we get going here on a Tuesday edition of Sports Daily. Not a great day for Frank Clark, defensive end, two-time Pro Bowler, Kansas City Chiefs. Jacob, football players and their guns, or athletes and their guns, or just people and their guns, I guess. I mean, it's a societal thing. I guess strolling around in where, L.A. with an Uzi, reportedly.
Yeah. A couple of things on this. One, what are you doing?
And what are you doing?
His attorney is saying that the gun belonged to Clark's bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why does your bodyguard have a submachine gun in the car? I don't know what the gun laws are in California, but I'm pretty sure Uzis, which is the reported gun, are not cool anywhere or not allowed, especially if they're fully automatic. I mean, this is a serious
yes,
charge.
Yes, it is.
If that's a fully automatic banned weapon, and that is tied back to him, and so I don't know what to think right now, because it's like, God, he's lucky they let him out of jail, you know? Like, mm-hmm. if that's the case with that weapon, and that's what kind of weapon it is, let alone he's got a checkered past. And the KC Star is reporting late last night that it's his second gun arrest in California in the last 3 months, essentially.
Yeah.
Sam McDowell of the Star, saying that he was previously arrested in March on a gun charge during a traffic stop. They checked highway patrol records there in California. So second gun charge in 3 months for a guy, and I don't know how his domestic violence issue in college, which was brought down, has any impact on that. But you're in a serious situation here, not just for football, but for, you know, staying out of jail. And we haven't heard anything from the Chiefs that I know of, that I've seen,
not yet,
that anybody's
right.
Seen. And, you know, for a franchise with, you know, an ownership group that is very highly regarded, a head coach who's very well respected, and a quarterback slash face of the NFL who's very well respected, this is another black eye to an organization that has plenty of them over the last few years.
Yeah, I got to admit, and this isn't meant to sound naive, I don't understand the gun culture in this country. I don't understand the need for Uzis, AK-47s, AR-15s, whatever the case may be, whatever they are, don't understand the need for them. I just don't get it. So these are the types of things that kind of fly right over the top of my head because I can't relate to it. But obviously it's a real thing, and it's a real
thing against
for
Frank
the law. Clark. Well, it's against the law. Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. It's against the law. And if he's out breaking laws, it's a routine traffic stop. Mm-hmm. And an NFL player is bound to the same laws the rest of us are. And I know that a ton of money can sometimes blur the lines of accountability for people, mm-hmm. when it should make somebody more accountable because of what's on the line. It's clearly not, especially if this is Frank Clark's second gun arrest. Like, look, if you survived a scare the first time, like, oh God, that was a goof.
Did you not learn from it?
Don't do something like that again. And if it's your bodyguards, you tell them, dude, get that out of my car. Like, don't bring that in my car right now. It's naive. It's being a bad teammate. If I'm the Chiefs and he's got that big old fat contract, look, I think Frank Clark has underperformed to begin with. I think it was a bad deal. I thought it was a bad deal when they made it. Yeah, they won a Super Bowl. But if I'm sitting here as the Chiefs and you've got a guy now with two arrests on gun charges who's given you 6 sacks and 8 sacks, I believe, the last 2 years, and a huge contract, I'm seriously considering my options if I'm the Chiefs. They've got Britt Reid to deal with right now.
Yep, they do.
Like, they don't have time for this. And he's not the kind of player, and we're just talking football now. In my opinion, he's not a good enough player to be dealing with any of this kind of stuff to begin with. This is strictly football, not society or as a person or as a citizen. Just as a football player, is Frank Clark worth this trouble? I don't think he is.
Just a wanton disregard. Reportedly, officers noticing a bag with an Uzi sticking out of it in plain sight in the car. And remember, this is a guy that reportedly a few months earlier had also been up on gun charges. So obviously it's part of, it appears to be something that it's a part of his life.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, at this point, what do you really gain from having Frank Clark, who has been an underperformer? I mean,
he's good
relative
in the postseason. Helped him win a Super
Bowl. Good
in
the postseason. But relative to the hype that he came, that followed him from Seattle, I don't think he's been a good player, but he certainly hasn't been a great player. And you get when you start to get distractions, and we've seen more distractions in this offseason for the Chiefs than certainly the year before. And you're right, the Britt Reid situation, very serious and a very tragic incident that they're dealing with. You don't need this kind of knucklehead stuff, because this to me falls into knucklehead, and even worse than that, it's dangerous.
There's no question it's knucklehead. Look, there are laws. If you're a gun enthusiast and you're Frank Clark, that's fine. But you can't drive around with submachine guns in your car in the state of California or the state of anywhere if it's a fully automatic weapon. Like, you just can't have it. Sorry, right. That comes with being a citizen and being in the situation where you're a role model and making millions and millions and millions of dollars and all of these things. Like, you're 28 years old. I begin at some point we all have to reach a time in our life where it's time to make good decisions. 28, that's plenty of slack on whatever it is that brought you to the point that you think that driving around with a submachine gun in your car is okay. Whatever it is that inspires you to do that, like, at 28, it's time that you understand that's not okay. Like, I can't do that anymore. And it's clearly not, especially if there was another arrest in March.
Like, well, Jacob,
I don't know. What are you going to do? Because what's the next step?
Well, the arrogance of not even feeling like you had to conceal it when you're being pulled over is,
even
to
if
me,
it's your bodyguard or whatever his attorney's saying. I don't care
it's always,
if it's his bodyguards.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He obviously knew it was there if the police saw it immediately. Like, you had to know it was in the car. And this will have to have, you know, this will obviously all have to play out in court. I get that. If it wasn't the second arrest in 3 months, maybe there's a little bit more benefit of the doubt. But from the Chiefs, and I don't know what the Chiefs can do right now. They may not be able to do anything just because those things have to be reviewed under personnel, and there is a legal process granted to Frank Clark, certainly, and there should be. And we don't want to jump to conclusions other than this is a situation where nobody's denying the gun was in the car. Now the deniability from Frank Clark's camp is that it was his bodyguard's gun, not his. So you already, it appears very black and white that the gun was in the car. So there's not a whole lot that we need to play out on that end of it. It's whose gun was it is irrelevant to me because it can't be in the car. And it especially can't be in the car if you were just arrested 3 months earlier for having a gun in the car.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah, I think this is a bit of a conundrum. Or is it not one for the Kansas City Chiefs?
It might be a backdoor out for the Chiefs.
It would seem to be that. But I'm not the one making the judgment as to the importance of Frank Clark in their defensive structure.
It would hurt. It would hurt. I mean, he's not like a replacement level player by any means. He's still a good player. He's made a couple Pro Bowls, all those things. It's not just the sacks. He helps you in other areas, but I mean, my goodness, you paid a first and a second round pick and made him the highest paid defensive player in the league, and he wasn't even the best defensive player on the defensive line at that time. Chris Jones was. So I don't know, and it's unfortunate, and I don't know why the Chiefs can't get out of their own way on this stuff. I mean, Frank Clark had some history, certainly, back to college, but other than that, he had appeared to have things turned around and, you know, no issues or anything like that in Seattle. But the Chiefs just continue to have little things. You know, you had Kareem Hunt, you had Britt Reed, all of these things. And this is just the latest. And I don't think that the spotlight in the legal world shines brighter on teams that are having a lot of success. I think that's just the way it is.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know what to think other than I think our reaction is the same as everybody else. Just like shake your head like, what in the world are you doing with an Uzi in the car? That's honestly, that was the first reaction. Everybody in the newsroom yesterday, everyone kind of sees that, send it out as soon as it comes down. It's like, oh, here we go. Frank Clark's arrested for the. And then everyone's like, wait, why does he have an Uzi in the car? Are Uzis still a thing? Like Uzis are, that's like a Hollywood thing. Like an 80s gangster movie thing. Like, what? Why?
Yeah, that's a great question. Absolutely. And it's one that the Chiefs are going to have to grapple with on some level. You're right. It's been a It's been kind of a star-crossed thing with the Chiefs, dating all the way back to this current administration with the drafting of Tyreek Hill, and actually the administration before it from a GM standpoint. That wasn't Brett Veach. But it's been interesting. They have generally navigated it fairly well. Winning has a tendency to help you do that, obviously. But do you need Frank Clark to continue to do that? I think that's probably being discussed in Kansas City, which is why we probably haven't heard much
from
the Chiefs.
There was speculation already that they were going to try and get out of that contract next year. I mean, it's not a good deal. He's underperformed based on what they gave up and what they're paying him. I think the Chiefs are able to navigate these because, again, you know, the Hunt family is very well respected, does a lot in the community there. Andy Reid consistently sends a good message, says the right thing, leads by example, even when within his own family there have been horrible things happen.
Sure.
And Patrick Mahomes / you know, Travis Kelce to that degree, and Tyrann Mathieu, the leaders on the team, the vocal in front of the spotlight leaders on the team are setting a good example. So it's one of those things where, and I get it. Like, there is a separation of what happens on the field and off the field, and it's not the Chiefs' fault that Frank Clark makes really boneheaded decisions like this. It's not their fault. I'm not going to sit there and blame the Chiefs for Frank Clark driving around with an Uzi in his car. I think that's a naive thing.
No, but they're the ones that have to deal with it, though.
But now, it trickles up, and here we go. Yeah, they're the ones now that have to make some difficult decisions. And while I want them to say something, because they haven't yet, I don't expect them to have an answer right now, one day after this happens.
Absolutely not. All right, that's how we start. We will turn to more pleasing things. We're going to get into the aftershocks as that regional for Wichita is set in the basketball tournament, TBT. Part of what's on tap today, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets, your home of the Daily Lunch Special, Kellogg and Tyler at Tyler Landing. Also, we're going to visit with Ben Strauss in the aftermath of the ruling by the Supreme Court against the NCAA. He's got a book out on just such an issue, which is very timely. He will join us coming up at about 9:40, part and parcel of what we're delivering today on this Tuesday edition of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, yours truly, Jad Chambers producing. 869-1240, the number. Back in a moment.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.